5 minutes of playtime with his four-year-old son is enough to raise Michael Clark's heart rate to a concerning level.
Just a little bit of movement. If he decided one day he wants to run away from me, I probably can't chase him.
What are we going to do?
Clark is 33 and was an avid runner before he contracted COVID in March 2020. Now, more than 2 years later, he still feels crippling fatigue and a long list of other symptoms.
I'm a fraction of the person that I had hoped to be, that I used to be. So we're talking shortness of breath. We're talking chest pains. We're talking chest tightness. We're talking intense, debilitating headaches.
This is life with long COVID, defined by the World Health Organization as otherwise unexplained post-COVID symptoms that last for at least 2 months. Many people, like Clark, have symptoms that appear to be indefinite. He says he's made lifestyle changes to cope and is fortunate to have a job that lets him work from home. Many others are not as lucky.
I've seen personally in my support groups multiple people that have died by suicide because the symptoms of their long COVID experience was just too much to handle and they couldn't withstand the pain anymore.
I think that it's time to shift the focus from COVID as an acute severe illness that has a mortality rate, which is very important, but also to start paying attention to those millions of people that are living disabled and that are going to need programs and support from the government, from society at large.
Johns Hopkins is among the about 60 hospital systems in the U.S. with dedicated post-COVID clinics. Medical experts say that is not nearly enough to treat the up to 23 million Americans suffering long-term symptoms.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It took Clark multiple referrals and months of waiting to be accepted into the Johns Hopkins clinic. Here, he'll get a rehabilitation plan. There's still no cure for long COVID.
The novelty of it is something that we have to live with because it is a big unknown as to what the long-term complications are going to be.
The U.S. government has launched an effort to study and treat long COVID, but the help can't come soon enough for those who are suffering and wondering if they'll ever get better.
All righty, take care.
Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Baltimore, Maryland.